Also, welcome from my side. Thanks for having me. Yes, most of the people will remember me from the last year. And I made a good joke with the cloud. You know, usually when I say the cloud is also important somehow, and we also have the mindset at OpenHub that we are cloud friendly. So all the embedded enthusiasts who hate the cloud, maybe be a little bit friendly with me today. So I'm gonna speak about OpenHub Cloud and a little bit about how we're gonna, how is the future, what are we planning, and where are we? I think there are some expectations from the last talk what I showed you. I'm not speaking about Google Assistant today. That's another thing what I'm doing, but maybe on the end I say two small words about it. So actually, about myself, Kai already made a nice introduction. My name is Mehmet, and we are those guys. I look at Josh, I look at Kai. We are these garage guys where we made the OpenHub Foundation and met someday, and created the OpenHub Foundation. I was part of that also, doing OpenHub Cloud maintainership, also Google Assistant, the integration. I also created this and maintaining it. It's tremendous because every day I also wake up and look in the community. I have millions of messages because people ask me, the Google Assistant is not showing OpenHub in the app. Mehmet, Marziman, can you help me? It's like really funny. So, and before I start, two more sentences to myself. Like my background and history is a little bit more in the area of connected cars, telematics, and all these stuffs. I developed my own, like for in the automotive industry, like ECUs, and created some platforms. Like some people of you might know, Movil, which is from Mercedes, it's a mobility platform where you can use an app. I was also active at Porsche, working there in the area of e-mobility for the new electric cars, what they are building, creating a platform for charging there, which they launched. And we also have our own startup called HomaX, where I'm the CEO with my co-founder Heiko Scholtes. And we are also in the area of smart living and providing a platform there. We will see a little bit more about that later also. But now, what I like to start with is first a little bit statistics, like what is going on. And you say, on this slide, you actually really see what Kai was saying. Yeah. So if you look at the last year's statistics, what I showed, and this year, you see it doubles almost. You know, we have more users, more people using my OpenHub, the cloud service to access their devices and relying on this. This also has put us on heavy, there were heavy issues also for us in the infrastructure, also in the platform, because when this all started, you need to go a little back to the history. It was more or less, let's have some kind of thinny cloud for if this and that and some things, but over the time it grew and grew, and as also Alexa and Google Assistant, Google Home emerged, there was more and more things which are coming, which are only integratable by the cloud. And sometimes it's difficult from an embedded device like a Raspberry Pi to connect to all these clouds. Of course, it's possible, but it could have some implications. And there sometimes it makes sense to make integrations by the cloud. And here you see this involvement, how my OpenHub involved. And to say something about myopenhub.org is a reference implementation of OpenHub Cloud. So we are actually speaking about the open source project OpenHub Cloud, which we last year open sourced, and has also some contributions, but mainly I feel like OpenHub Cloud is like, people are, if they have a problem with the service also, they also go to the GitHub repository and make issues there, you know. So sometimes valid, sometimes not so valid. So, and what is interesting is like the tremendous amount of new open hubs connected and new users. And we really, I also have to say big kudos to Dan, who's not here today, but he's also the maintainer of OpenHub Cloud and also part of the OpenHub Foundation. And he really does a lot also in his private time. So it's not only me supporting, it's also Dan. And we really saw how this peak was really incredible. So we had to double the machines, we had to double some servers, we had to improve how things are redirected. And To sum this up, what happened here is that we last year we already saw this coming somehow. We said, okay, the current code base, how the cloud platform started, was like trying to have some thin cloud, and it was not so modular as you might think about. And if you look at this picture here, this is what I'm actually speaking about, what we have today as an ecosystem, what OpenHub Cloud is actually doing. You see the main features in it. We have things like that you have you have a cloud account, like you can log in my OpenHub. You can connect your OpenHub device there. Then you have out of the box a secured remote access to that OpenHub instance, sorry, at your home. And you also have this kind of proxying where you have a full access on the REST API by the cloud and some other features. And maybe what is important and worth mentioning is that there are some cloud integrations which are running by OpenHub Cloud. And this was the pictures from also from the last year to show you where we are. And what I showed you last year was actually this picture. I think you might remember this. And what happened so far here with OpenHub Cloud? So there were some refactorings ongoing in the Google notification area and also in other parts in OpenHub Cloud. But what we found out is that the actual architecture and things, how they are done, it's not that easy to bring that to microservices like this. You know, it's all Node.js based. And first of all, we started to have some microservices, but it's not at that point where we say, okay, this is like a full microservice architecture. What we then also found out is that if we could have the possibility to touch things newly, we would change it. Because now, as we see, there are 40,000 people relying on this and saying, okay, I trust the OpenHub Foundation that they have this my OpenHub reference implementation running. We want to use that without SLAs, of course. Then we didn't know that back then, and now there was a discussion with Dan, with Kai. We were speaking about how could we evolve this, and of course, there's always one part that what we touched is that we put it in more microservices, but it what we found out that with the connections to the OpenHub, the OpenHub devices which are connected to the cloud, it's not that easy, you know, because we are using WebSocket connections there, and this doesn't scale so well. So we always had problems with connections of the devices to scale that, and you cannot just scale it in if you put a second OpenHub cloud there. That was one idea. What we achieved until now is that we really could run several OpenHub cloud instances and with some services modularized and can scale that. And when you look into the GitHub of OpenHub Cloud, you see you can deploy it on OpenShift, you can deploy it on Kubernetes, the Docker Compose deployment was already there. So if you would go and say, I want to set up my own OpenHub Cloud, it's possible to do that. And in the for the My OpenHub deployment, it looks a little bit different. We don't use Kubernetes there already, but on our side, in our startup, we really use this with Kubernetes and have a, let's say, scalable OpenHub Cloud deployment there. And while touching all these things and trying to get this more scalable and modular, there was some some ideas to say, okay, maybe we're gonna put this on different feeds now. Yeah, maybe we put some features, maybe we rewrite actually some features also and redesign. And what I want to say is actually that this path is not the really best path to continue to say, let's take this old application, make this Node.js based application more and more in microservices. And since we also are lacking some testing stuff, so we have tests, but we are not that confident. So we thought about, okay, bringing this to new feeds in saying, making maybe a kind of new platform. So what is the idea? And this is really a proposal. It's ongoing in discussion with the Eclipse Foundation. The first discussion was, of course, the foundation and me as a maintainer, I don't know any company beside our own company using this in production. So maybe people are already using this in production and they don't tell us, they're just consuming. But the rule was always, what I remembered when we discussed with Kai also, is if people are using this in this open source stack or this open source platform in a productive grade deployment, then this might go on to stable feeds like Benjamin described today with the Eclipse Foundation, like similar to Eclipse Smart Home, to the Eclipse Smart Home project. And what you see here is that this is the idea where we want to go now, what we are aiming for, stopping the other path a little bit and saying, okay, we are taking OpenHub Cloud and transferring it to a kind of smart home cloud, bringing it to the Eclipse Foundation, proposing this to the Eclipse Foundation if they would accept this. Why do we think about this? So maybe not everybody wants to have his own cloud, okay? Not every company will use this, but in the back, when it comes to the cloud integrations, we are thinking about a similar approach, what we have for OpenHub, with the bindings. We're thinking about this for cloud bindings, let's say it like that. The name is, at the moment, it's called Adapters, but it could be renamed. And there is already an approach and the idea how we could do that. And so the first thing what we were thinking about is transferring this, putting this into the hands of the Eclipse Foundation, making an Eclipse project out of it, proposing it there. And also what we said, in our company, this is why this is important that we mention this, is we also said we use this somehow, but we should also maybe contribute things what we did around OpenHub Cloud, you know, what is not directly part of OpenHub Cloud, because we are not sure if this is even relevant, you know. But we decided this and discussed a lot about this, that there will be some contributions and features also which are coming from our HomaX commercial platform, and then to have this kind of picture. And what you here actually are seeing is this is like a kind of replacement for OpenHub Cloud. It doesn't mean now that we switch tomorrow to this and my OpenHub org runs on this. This is not the message. The message is I want to share this idea with you and this presentation because I want to get you guys involved and that you know what we are planning to do. And there is a lot of room to collaborate in this picture also. So actually, this is a functional architecture, how we think about this. What you see here is it's pretty same. We will keep the same approach that you have the front ends and the apps, and but they're accessing the whole system in a new thought way. This is the message. So that we have a really stable, more stable platform there and involve. And this is a good thing for my openhub.org also, but also for OpenHub Cloud, because we now open the possibility that on the left side, that these cloud-based integrations could run via the cloud also. And what we saw with the Google Assistant integration, there is a highly big interest of people to contribute, to be part of this and to help. And that could be a really cool thing, that we have bindings which are on OpenHub, which are more, let's say, locally running, and also some of them are running in the cloud. And of course, there's even more at the time being, like for example, the current OpenHub Cloud doesn't have these things like what you also need, for example, the kind of device management, yeah, or some enterprise-grade things. For example, if someone wants to use OpenHub Cloud in an enterprise deployment, then it would not be enough to have the things which are in the upper layer. You know, you need some more. You need other services which could help you to have a good access to the device data, that you can manage the devices which are connected. By the way, here you could connect, you could imagine here all the OpenHub instances would be connected to the device connectivity. And I would say this is a much more major look on OpenHub Cloud than it was before. Before it was really a minimalistic thin cloud. And that's the overall idea. And the features, I don't want to go through all the features, because in the first row, if you look at this picture here, the plan is the following. that we first would propose to the Eclipse Foundation to transfer OpenHub Cloud to the foundation, then bring OpenHub Cloud to Smart Home Cloud, make a Smart Home Cloud out of it. That means that the existing features which are in OpenHub Cloud will be transferred on a new pattern, which is following a new, let's say, development pattern. I can tell you later after my presentation what is planned there, but it is still not etched in stone because it would not be fair to, let's say, etch everything in stone and say, hey, this is how it will be. So you still can involve yourself and be part of the discussion. And then after it is the Smart Home Cloud, it's not OpenHub Cloud anymore, then the next thing is that we decided from our side that we will make a major contribution from our side to put new features on it, to have these features, you know, inside of this, and then trying to get, let's say, a new project. The name is just fantasy. Yeah, if you ask yourself now, why is it Yasham? What's the meaning for that? Is I went to Eclipse projects, and they all projects use like Kapua, Hono. This is the Maori language, and I said, okay, I also use the Maori language as a name. But then I saw all the cool names are taken from the other guys, so I said, so I looked for linkage English. It's called Hono, and everything was taken. So okay, I said, then I take my own mother language. It's actually Turkish, and it means like life, like smart life. Okay, there is no smart in it, but it stands for life. So it's not the perfect translation for smart home, but it's something related. So I found it pretty cool, and we might change it if the Eclipse Foundation say, hey guys, that's a stupid idea or whatever. So the target is really to have this going, and the idea is also to take the community, so all of the Eclipse Smart Home people, community, contributors, and whoever thought, hey, we should have something a little bit more in the cloud, they are all welcome to be part of this movement if we go there. And you're always welcome to contribute to OpenHub Cloud, by the way. So this is always open, this is nothing new, okay? And so I only want to go to the next steps. I tell you what is now really going on as the really close next steps is that I have to finish the Eclipse IoT proposal. Ben already looked at me and said to me, hey, you should have finalized your proposal. It's not finished. It will be finished soon. And then the first thing would be to plan and see how to migrate OpenHub Cloud to the Eclipse Foundation. There is some discussion going on if we should make some code quality improvements beforehand. It's not final decided if it will go directly there, but there will be some contributions beforehand it goes to the foundation. Then the big, I would say the first big contribution should happen. I showed that in the roadmap, that all the sources are there, that the, let's say, 0.5 version of the Smart Home Cloud comes to life. Then we will follow up with all contributions from HomaX. And exactly, and the next things is now to get involved parties who want to join. Maybe there are people who always said, hey, there should be an open source project in that area and I want to use that and I want to contribute with development power. And even if you don't contribute with development power, if you want to use it in your personal setup, you can feel free. So normally you are, that's what my experience says, is that you rely more on myopenhub.org, but these integrations which are there, this is something where we really could have more and more and more, and things are going more into the cloud. So this is something where I really want to send the message to you that we have really possibilities to improve. And who showed Home Assistant before? They are also moving a little bit more into cloud stuff. So to get more and more people to open up, this would be a good approach. Exactly. And we also plan there will be first cloud-based integrations coming out of the box, like with Eclipse Smart Home, that you can already have them, and then they will emerge, and there will be a pattern how you guys then add new cloud-based integrations. To sum all up, the message of today from me, from OpenHub Cloud, is that we We don't think that it's a so good idea to keep OpenHub Cloud going as it is today. It's not bad. You are not connected to a crappy server or something like that. Don't think about things like that. But it is not. If there is another 50,000 or 100,000 users coming, then I can only work 100% full-time support for my OpenHub and cannot do anything else anymore. So we want to avoid this, that we have a more scalable platform and make an open source project out of this. That's it, actually, from my side.
Cool. Thank you very much, Mehmet. Sounds like a lot of work is still in front of you. Probably too early to welcome you as a soon project lead for an Eclipse project, but looking forward to that, to seeing that happen. So I guess there are probably many questions around that. So let's start with Thomas, who already tried to get his question in the middle of the talk.
I tried to come through, but no chance. When Mehmet is talking once, then there's no possibility to get into it.
Really?
Because you are so enthusiastic, so that's the reason.
Okay.
My question is simply, how does this project or does it relate to the other IoT projects? And where? Where are the project relations?
Yes.
You talked already about Hono and the other platforms.
This is a slide I didn't show. And
Why?
Because Benjamin actually asked the same thing, and so you have to think about it a little bit like we are not trying to make a second Kapua or something like that. So first of all, what I recognized after creating all this is that in the Eclipse IoT, beside Eclipse Smart Home, which is actually a framework, it's not an end solution, so a lot of people still don't got this. So you have it and you can build a product around it. So the same is like there is no other or there are no consumer IoT projects. This is not so much in the Eclipse IoT area. I don't want to speak wrong. Ben, maybe you can correct me, but it's not so much focused there. So if you would, you can count Eclipse Smart Home in that area, right? So, and what I found out is that all these cool projects which are there, like Eclipse Dito, Eclipse Hono, Hawkbit, Kapua, and all these things, when we looked at them, they are more like, let's say, things which you could also not use as is in a solution, you know? And the idea is that this new project goes hand in hand with this Eclipse IoT projects and really make use of them as a, let's say, as a first citizen. That doesn't mean, if you look at this here, for example, if I look to Josh and he says to me, hey, we use this in our company, but we don't want to use Hawkbit. We want to use Mender or another solution that would be pluggable, you know, so it should be not also fixed. Also, some people might hear there might be connections to Eclipse Smart Home, of course, OpenHub, but there could be maybe other gateways which could be also connected to here, you know, so that is what I want to say is that we want to use as much as possible the existing Eclipse IoT projects, and you already see there is a lot of them which serve things, these green boxes, and they can be used there. And that's actually the idea. So that is an extending the ecosystem, the Eclipse IoT ecosystem in the area of consumer IoT platform. That's answer this, is the answer to your question? Or?
Okay, I can only confirm, actually, in the Eclipse IoT world, I often feel to some extent a bit lonely from the consumer space, because all the rest is more industrial and
yes.
Yeah, other kinds. So that would be a cool project to actually bring some more link to the other projects that are going on in Eclipse IoT.
And we really, so just one sentence to this, we really already made these things, like, I don't want to promise too much now, but with Hono and the other projects are really running in our platform smoothly together. So this is not a fantasy picture, you know. So, but we don't want to force the people to say, if you use Eclipse Yasham or however it's called, then you must use Dito, you know. You could use it. So there is an API or authentication. If someone comes with his own, for the time being, for example, in my OpenHub, there is a fixed identity provider. So you log in with your user. This could be something where someone uses, he wants to bring his own, you know, like think, making things more flexible and pluggable, like it is in Eclipse Smart Home, actually.
Okay, other questions? Okay, seems you've said everything, Mehmet. So
great.
Thanks again.
Thank you.